What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of God cast, Daily Devo. So, the day this devotion comes out will be Star Wars Day, or May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. I've always loved Star Wars for basically as long as I can remember. I saw The Phantom Menace in theaters. I found the ticket stub not that long ago. I remember watching the VHS TV recorded versions my dad had recorded of the original trilogy when I was a little kid. I don't have a period of my life pre-elementary school that I don't remember Star Wars. It's always been a part of my life and I've always loved it. And one of my favorite characters is Yoda. The tiny green Jedi Master. Jedi Master Yoda has a lot of wisdom. And I think a lot of that wisdom can apply to us as Christians. In The Empire Strikes Back, Luke and Yoda are on Dagobah, and Luke has been levitating stones. But now his X-Wing has sunk into the swamps of Dagobah, and Yoda wants him to use the Force to levitate the X-Wing out of the swamp. And Luke says, "Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different." Yoda says, "No, no. No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned." I apologize for any shoddy Yoda impression. Luke says, "All right, I'll give it a try." Yoda says, "No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try. Trying to do something or accomplish something or be better about something in my walk with God is something I'm guilty of. A lot of times I will make a mistake and I will try to get better. But I'm not really trying. Trying's a great thing to say, but it's difficult to do. As Yoda says, do or do not. There is no try. And there's always forgiveness. Don't misinterpret, you know, what I'm saying there. But if you have the opportunity to get better, to make a change in your life, don't just try. Really push for it. Really strive for it to make that change. The English Standard Version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Do you not know that there is a race? Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it." And I know that's usually a positive perseverance Bible verse, but I think it applies here too. We have to keep pushing forward, whether it's with our journey with God or our journey to get past sin. We always have the opportunity to keep pushing forward, to keep running, and to not just try, but to really work and do better in our lives. And it's hard, and it requires the help of God and trusting God and putting our faith in God and really letting Him work in our lives and maybe trying to get other people's help as well. But you have to push. You have to do, not just try. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan for the Nerd of God Daily, and until next time, may the Force be with you. Always.